Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Bill Welsh guides us through the New Testament book of Acts. Now to Pastor Bill.
Hi, this is Pastor Bill Welsh, and thank you for joining me for this study in the book of Acts. We are in chapter 2 today, and the big day has arrived, so get ready for change, and I mean huge change. This is the day of Pentecost being fulfilled. You can go back to Leviticus chapter 3 and see how that fits in to the holy day schedule of Israel, but on the day of Pentecost, the real Jesus movement is about to be launched. And very simply, here's the flow of the chapter. All heaven breaks loose right here at the beginning. The Holy Spirit is poured out upon the church. Peter preaches his first sermon. I'm sure he didn't use notes, and I have no idea where he found the time to study for that amazing message that he gives. But here's the great part. People begin to come to faith in Jesus Christ. The church begins to expand, as they say, exponentially, from just about 125 huddled together to see what would happen next, to more than 3,000 plus that are added to the church that day. Now, here's what happens. In chapter 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And two things happen. You'll read about this. Note it very carefully as you read. There's a verbal evidence and a visible evidence. They see tongues of fire that come down, little balls of fire, I get the picture, sort of floating over the heads of the apostles, and there's something verbal. They hear them begin to speak in languages, not gibberish, but in languages. And as they're speaking, the listeners, though they're hearing in their own language, they're hearing all these other languages they don't understand, and they say, these guys are drunk. They're out of their mind. Now think about the message that Peter preaches. In response to the mockery, where they say, these men are drunk, Peter says, no, it's too early for us to be drunk, and he turns their attention to the prophet Joel. He's quoting from Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, in verses 17 to 18, when he says this, and in the last days it shall be, declares God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Now listen to verse 18. Even on my male servants and my female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy, which means they will speak for me. In other words, everybody gets in on this. The Holy Spirit, I love this part, will be poured out on men servants and maid servants. God says, on my boys and my girls, they will all speak for me. You know, God is ready to fill you, whoever you are, if you're ready to serve him. A.W. Tozer said, some people really don't need to ask God for the Holy Spirit because they have no intention of serving God. Well, in his message, Peter says this. Look, he focuses right in on his listeners and he says, listen, you crucified him, and so did I, and so did you, by the way. But Peter says, you crucified him, you handed Jesus over. And then I love this. He said, but God raised him from the dead. In verse 37, I love this response. And the Bible says that they're really convicted in their heart. And they ask Peter, well, what should we do? And Peter gives them hope. He said, it's as simple as this. He said, repent, believe, and you will receive the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. And over 3,000 souls are added to the church that day as they hear the simple gospel message. And then notice also as you read that the Gentiles are hearing. All those languages spoken on the day of Pentecost mean that people from all over are being invited to God's party, to life with God. The Tower of Babel effect, it's being reversed. Languages that separated us now are bringing us back together. Yay, I love that. And the long-term results, well, read ahead to the very end of the chapter, and you'll see the long-term results is that a family is born. They take care of one another. They share life. Listening to the apostles' teaching, fellowshipping together, which means getting their lives wonderfully tangled up together, eating meals and supping with Jesus in communion, and praying together. And the church grew quickly. And apparently, they met there in the temple. And I love how it says this part of was a part of their life as well. They all praised God. together, lifting up their voices in praise to him. It's so obvious this was not a club or a clique, not a corporation. It was a tribe, a family, and they were treating one another like family. Yeah, they had lots of problems. We'll read about those as we continue to study, but they had love, and it showed. There was more than words there. There were deeds. Yes, there were miracles, but most importantly, there was love. People respected them for the love that they saw, and the atmosphere was fertile. People continued to come to Jesus. So go ahead and read the chapter now and look for that human element, the real life stuff, the doubts, the confrontation, the daily meals, the open hearts, the open homes. It was all the fruit of the Spirit living in them, the life of God in power. Also study John chapter 14 through 16 and notice the points that Jesus makes about the coming of the Spirit, the Helper, the Comforter. He promised, and now here he is in Acts chapter 2, keeping that promise. May God's love be so obvious in you and through you, in the midst of your congregation, as you demonstrate that love. If you want to be a part of a family like that, then build a family like that. In the words of Jean-Luc Picard, you make it so. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Bill Welsh is the Senior Pastor of Refuge in Huntington Beach, California. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.